about and throw away the key. Take away the vision from these eyes that now can see. Deprive me of the food I eat. Leave home by my hands and my feet. But as long as I know Jesus, well then I can still go free. He said that I could still go free. Tell me what kind of a man would reach out his hand and do not fit to kill. But the man on the cross put me in his will, said that I could still go free. Well, I never could quite why Jesus would leave his throne. But on the road of an earthly man and feel the pain of flesh and bone, then lay a lonesome path that led to Calvary, where the blood red stains broke on all the chains, so that I could still go free. Sing to the Lord. He said that I can still go free. Tell me what kind of a man would reach out his hand and do this for me. So unworthy to live, I was not fit to kill. But the man on the cross put me in his will, said that I could still go free. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
Turn with us over in John's Gospel in the 8th chapter. John's Gospel, the 8th chapter. Speak a little bit about what the Lord has laid on our heart for this service. Brother David Williams, I see he didn't make it back tonight. I guess what he's talking about last night, he says, he got up there to speak and he said, I don't want to teach. I don't want to preach. I don't want to be up here. In fact, I don't even want to be here tonight. He was funny. He said he's scared. He said he's scared to get up there and, you know, all this. But I thought he did a fantastic job last night, the men's fellowship. Amen. He told it like it was. I like that. Amen. You'd have been proud of him, Christine. He's funny. You told him what? Oh. He said, but the only reason I'm up here speaking, this was last night at men's fellowship. The only reason I'm up here speaking is because that guy back over there is pointing to me and said, preach another day. And he walked right up to me and looked at me and said, if you want to see something you've never seen before, you got to do something you've never done before. And so he says, he started talking to the Lord. He says, I ain't volunteered to speak. I ain't going to volunteer for nothing. I ain't going to do that. You're going to have to open up a door. I ain't going to do it. He said, I'm just not going to stand up and I'm not going to speak up. And he says, came on that Wednesday night and I'm arguing with God. And he says, left service on Wednesday night. And he said, I told you I wasn't going to volunteer for nothing. And I ain't going to mention nothing about speaking men's fellowship. And he said he came on Sunday morning and he was announcing men's fellowship and all this. And he said to God, he said, I ain't volunteering. I'm telling you now, I ain't going to volunteer. You just got to get somebody to tell me or something. I ain't going to volunteer because I don't want to do it. He says, Sunday morning left, dismissed church and left, you know, and he come back Sunday night saying the same thing. I ain't volunteering. I don't want to speak. He said, the service dismissed, you know, and he said, I made it again. And he headed toward the back door and there's Brother Steve headed to the bathroom. He said, hey, brother, don't leave till I see you. He said, I knew what it was. That's what it was. But he did a real good job last night. I was proud of him. Amen. Amen. All right. John's Gospel, the 8th chapter. Very familiar scripture. One of them here anyhow. Let's start in verse number 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. Now, you need to look up and do your study on that word indeed. That means fully, completely, okay? Verse 32, it says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Let us pray. Father, we love you this evening for who you are, for the opportunity to be here to hear the word. And Father, prepare this word that is prepared. Let it go upon good ground that it may grow, Lord, into something in our lives. We love you, praise you, and exalt you for it all. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus is saying here, he said, if you continue in my word. You know, just starting out is not good enough. We've got to continue in it, don't we? Why do you got to continue in it? So you'll know it. You'll know it. So often people will say, the truth will make you free. That is what makes you free. Knowing the truth is what makes you free. Amen? That's what it said in verse 32. Just because I stand up here and preach the truth or someone teaches the truth, don't make a soul free. It's knowing or having experience with the truth is what makes you free. Amen. We understand that. What is to know? To know is to be resolved. It means to understand completely. Be sure. So he's saying to be resolved about the truth will make you free. To understand completely the truth. Or to be sure, to know absolutely. It means to recognize. When you recognize, do you recognize the truth? I noticed the scripture didn't say, you shall hear the truth and the truth will make you free. You shall know the truth. It is an experience thing, just like over in very first of the Bible, and we see it all in several places throughout the Bible, but it says that Adam knew Eve and she conceived. Amen. He had an experience with her, And what happened is that something became of that experience. And when we know the truth, when we have an experience with the truth, something will come from that experience of the truth. Amen. It'll make us free. Amen. No one can make you believe a lie. No one can make you to believe a lie when you know the truth. Amen. When you know the truth about anything, they can tell you lies all day long, but you will not believe that because you know the truth. Amen. You know the truth and what the truth is all about. It says, John in the 18th chapter, verse 37, Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? And Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the what? Truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. And I like what Pilate said. What is truth? What is truth? How do you know what truth is? How do you know what I tell you is truth? I mean, we hear things every day. How do we know what is truth and what is a lie? Pilate is hearing him, and Jesus is talking about the truth. He said, I came to bear witness of the truth, and I'm a reflection of the truth, and I am the truth. And he says, everyone that hears my voice, okay, understands and hears the truth, okay? Everyone that is of the truth will hear my voice. And Pilate says, well, what is truth? Of course, Jesus didn't answer that, did he? Amen. What is truth? Truth is conformity to fact or actuality. It is faithfulness to an original or to a standard. Amen. In other words, it's like this. It's conformity to a fact. Deuteronomy 32 and 4, it says, he is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are judgment. A God of what? Truth. We have to come to where we have to have a basis for truth, is what I'm saying. Now, if we believe that God is true, then we must believe that everything else is a lie. Amen? If we do believe that God is true, then we must believe everything else is a lie. Well, Paul said in Romans in the third chapter, verse 3, he said, what if some did not believe? In other words, what if some did not believe God? Shall it make the faith of God without effect? And then Paul answers it. He said, God forbid. Verse 4, he said, let God be what? True, and every man a liar. So we must make up in our mind that what God said is true, and everything else has to fall to this standard that God is true. No matter what we see, no matter what we feel, God must be the truth. And then we become to have an experience with the truth, who is God. So we'll have an experience with God. And with this experience with the truth, it'll make us free. Understand? That's why he said, let God be true and every man a liar, as it written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sin and mightest overcome when thou art judged. So we understand truth. Truth is a light that exposes the darkness of a lie. It's amazing how when there's a void of truth in a situation, how a lie looks so appealing. But once the truth begins to stand up, how puny that lie looks. You ever seen that? It can be a con artist, it can be a politician, it could be anything. But whenever the truth of God shows up, it shows how puny darkness is. Amen. The lie is. And it reveals it for what it really is. Amen. He says, Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy 4 and 2, he said, preach the word, Be instant in season and out. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from what? The truth, and shall be turned into fables. Well, what is truth? God is truth. So if we turn away from the truth, we turn away from God. Amen? Because God is truth. We've already established that standard. Amen? We've got to come to it. Now, if you don't believe God's truth, then there's no way I can convince you any further. Amen? We have to acknowledge God is the standard of truth. Amen? That's why the judicial system in America back years ago used to work so well, because, you know, the standard was the commandments of God and the ways and the beliefs of God. Amen? Of course, it's like everything else, has gotten God out and doesn't work as effective now, does it? Amen. If it's not a spirit of truth, it must be a spirit of error. Over in 1 John in the 4th chapter in verse number 1, it says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits where they are of God." Because the spirits of God is going to be true, right? "Because many false prophets are gone out into the world." Verse number 5 of the same chapter says, "They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them." It's amazing how that so many people hear the things of the world and goes for it, is because they're believing a lie. Anything that's contrary to God is a lie. Amen? Because God is true. We've established it right. Amen. We have to come to that realization and to know, be it resolved, that God is true. We have to understand this completely, that God is true. No matter, we cannot let anything change our mind or cloud our thinking on the fact that God is truth. Amen. It says, verse number 6, it says, "We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of error." See, there is a spirit of error in the world. And there's a lot of people being deceived by the spirit of error. There's a lot of people, even with that one little scripture in John 8:32, that they change it and twist it around. And a lot of people that's thinking they're free tonight and thinking their name is written in heaven because they're listening to a spirit of error and not the spirit of truth. They don't know the truth. And therefore, they're not free. Amen. It's sad, isn't it? It's sad. They think they're hearing the spirit of error tell them that everything is all right. You're doing fine. You're getting along just right. Just live the way you want to live. And they think that they're free, but they're not. 2 Thessalonians in the second chapter, verse 9, he's talking about Antichrist here. Remember, it says there's many Antichrists already gone out into the world. False prophets, spirits of error. They're out there in the world, and even in a lot of churches, amen. They find their way in. It says, verse number 9, it says, "Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders." Look here. I said, "Well, I see them doing a lot of great things, Brother David, in a lot of churches. I mean, power and look here, signs and," what's that? "Lying wonders." If it's not the truth, it's a lie. Amen. What did they say? Jesus said, a lot of them coming to him that day and said, "Hey, did we not cast out devils in your name?" He'll say, "Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you." There's a lot of con artists out there, isn't it? Amen. See, that's what's important about knowing the truth. You can spot a lie like that. When you know the truth, you don't have to, when you know the truth, you don't have to know every word in this book right here. You'll just know it when you hear it. I remember years ago, I used to work at Darko for a short time down there in North Charleston, and had this beamer up there. Just, they call it a beam, the beamer. And it was this long, wide, big old wheel, and it rolled this asbestos yarn upon it, or threads. And they had like 1,500, 2,000 little strings coming on there. And boy, you'd be hitting that thing, and that thing just a flying, you know. And when I first started there, and another guy was running, you know, he'd cut it off. And I reckon, I said, "What'd you stop for?" He said, "One of the ends broke." I said, "I didn't see a thing." He'd go back and tie that end, you know, and start it up, standing there. And I'm going to watch it this time. I'm going to watch it. That thing would be flying directly, he'd turn it off. I said, "Man, I ain't see a thing." You see, I didn't know it yet. I didn't have an experience with it. But after a little while, I had me an experience on that machine. Amen. And I could stand there, and when one of them ends pop, I could see it like that. And when you have an experience with the truth, an experience with God, let me tell you, you can spot something that's not of God like this. Come on. You don't have to be a Bible scholar. You don't have to know everything. Come on. There's something, there's a spirit of truth in you that'll just make the hair stand up on your head, amen, up the back of your neck, amen. You'll know a lie when you hear it. Keep you free, you want it. Listen. He says, verse 10, and with all deceivableness. He's talking about Antichrist here. But listen, there's many Antichrists done gone out into the world. All deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusions that they should believe a lie. If you don't believe the truth, you're going to believe a lie. That they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Amen. It's kind of sad, isn't it? See, if you don't know the truth, people who don't know the truth is very easily deceived. Very easily deceived. You say, "Well, you're talking about, I didn't have to know all the Bible." No, know the truth and experience with Him. Huh? You just know. I mean, y'all know me, right? Some of y'all been around a good while. Sharon, you don't know me as well as some been around here a long time. You know, they're part of the fixtures. No. Some of you been around a long time, right? I get talking to some of you sometime, and I was talking to Brother Dave Williams the other day, and he said that he'd been told me how long they've been here, or Christine won, I'm thinking, well, I've been here probably a couple of 3 years, you know. And they said that their daughter was in kindergarten when they started here. What grade is she in now? 8th grade. So, I mean, man, it just blows my mind. You know how time flies, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Well, y'all know me, all right? If y'all hear some bad thing about me, right away, you're going to say, "That's a lie, because I know Him." See, but people that's new coming in that don't know me, they could hear something and say, "Is that so?" Amen? Yes, well, it's the same one when we know God, when we have an experience with Him. 2 Timothy 3:1, listen. It says, "This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come." Now, it's always been perilous times, dangerous times in the world. It's always. He's talking about in the church here. "For men shall be lovers of their own selves," in the church. "They'll be covetous," in the church. "Boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy," in the church. "Without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontent, fierce, despisers of those that are good." Do you study on all these meanings here? "Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God." See, in the church. "Having a" what? "Form of godliness." In other words, they're shells. They're shells. "Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof." What power? The power that transforms lives. The knowledge of the truth will make you free. Amen. An experience with the truth will make you free. It'll deliver you. Amen. Of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lust. I read all that. Let's read this here. 7. Ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. I mean, they have all these seminars. They have all these seminars at all these churches, and they're learning, and we want to go to Bible college, and we want to go to this university. We want to go to, nothing wrong with schooling, I guess, you know, but that's not what I'm talking about. But they're ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of truth. Why? Because they've never known the truth. They've never had an experience with the truth. Just hearing the truth won't make you free. You got to experience Him. Amen. Going to school and sitting there and letting somebody instruct you is well and good, but it will not make you free. Having experience with Him is what makes you free. Amen. It says, now as Jans and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men as theirs was. That's the guys that when Moses went in before Pharaoh and said, let my people go, and he threw down the rod and it became a serpent. Well, they threw down the rod and it became a serpent too. The other things, a couple of things it did. Of course, when the plague started, whew. I do this. He said, verse 10, but thou hast fully known, Paul said, thou hast fully known my doctrine, my manner of life, my purpose, my faith, my long suffering, my charity, my patience. Amen. I've seen people come through here when they was in need. I've worked with them. I've talked to them. I've counseled them. I've spent hours with them. Amen. I prayed for them. I've gone to visit them. Amen. And they'll come for a little while, get to doing better, and boom, they've gone to another church somewhere. Paul said, hey, come on, wait a minute. He says, you have fully known my doctrine, my life, my purpose, my faith, my longsuffering, my charity, my patience, my persecutions, my afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, in Iconium, in Lystra. What persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Amen. Why? Because I know the truth. Amen. When you know the truth, you cannot be held down by a lie. When you know the truth. John 7 and 17, Jesus said, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. You know what he's saying? Jesus saying, be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. Because if you'll be a doer of the word, you'll have an experience with the word, and you'll know if it's true or not. You've tried it. It works. Amen. Matthew 13 and 10, it says, And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? And he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall it be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even from that he hath. Therefore speak I to them in parables, because they seeing see not, hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. Why? Because they've never had an experience. They see, but they can't see. They hear, but it does them no good. Amen. Because they've not had an experience with me. Amen. That's the problem with so many people in the church world. Amen. They can hear the word after word after word, and it never moves them. Why? They've never had an experience. They never grow anywhere farther than when they came in and sat down on a pew, because they've never had an experience with God. The word never stirs them because they've never had an experience with it. The truth. Amen. And in them is fulfilled, verse 14, the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear, and ye shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross. That means it's fat, thickened, without feeling. Sound like the church world today? And their ears are dull of hearing. You can go and tell them anything. I remember one time a preacher preaching, and he was preaching about him drag racing and a 50-something Mercury down the middle of Somerville back years ago, him and another guy drag racing. And he was preaching loud and fast, and I thought the woman was going to shout out of the pew over him drag racing. I mean, what's the shout out of it? I mean, what? Amen? It's like my dad said one time, he finished preaching at one church and someone came up to the pastor and said, to hear that man preach, we ain't got nothing. And the preacher said, oh, we got it because we shout. That don't mean you got a thing in the world. They shout at a football game. Are they full of God? Might be full of some spirit, but amen. I mean, I love to shout. I'm not knocking shouting now, but listen, that's not the measure of the truth. Amen. I can know the truth whether I'm dancing everywhere or if I can just sit in a quiet place and somebody teaching. I can spot the truth. Man, it's just kind of like eating food. Do y'all know when you put something bad in your mouth? Why? Because you got your taste buds exercised, don't you? Huh? And the instant that thing goes in your mouth, you know it, don't you? The instant. Well, that's the way that we should be with the truth and a lie. We should know the truth the instant it comes out of somebody's mouth. And we should spot a lie as soon as it drops off their lips. Amen? It says, their heart is waxed gross, their ears are dull of hearing, their eyes have they closed. At least at any time they would see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. How? Why do that? Because they've had an experience with the truth. They know the standard of truth is what Jesus was. They forsook all and followed him because he was truth. Follow me and I'll make you fishermen of men. And they said, that's the truth there. We're following the truth. Amen. Hebrews 5:11, it says, of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are what? Dull of hearing. There's a lot of people that are dull of hearing of the truth. I mean, they believe a lie. They swallow it, you know, hook, line, sinker and all. You know, a lie. I've talked to people, guys at work and different things like that, and they'd be telling me something other, you know, and it's supposed to be in the Bible. I said, well, wait a minute, where'd you hear that junk at? My preacher told me that. I said, and you believe it? Oh, yeah. I said, well, it's not in the Bible, huh? See, if they'd had an experience, you don't have to know it's in there. You don't have to. How many knows what I'm talking about? When you hear it, you just know it's just not right. You can see them on television, can't you, Brother Jerry? And it's just something in you that you know. I don't know where to prove them wrong, but I know that's not right. Because I had me an experience with the truth. Amen. See, if it's the spirit of truth, it must be of God. Amen. John in the 16th chapter in verse number 13, he says, howbeit when he, the spirit of what? Truth is come. Talking about the Holy Ghost. He will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. Amen. Jesus said in John 14:6, and y'all know it, don't you? He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man goes unto the Father but by me. Now, I ask you, why does Jesus say that he's the truth? You know why? Let me tell you. It's because for 4,000 years, people's been prophesying that there's a Messiah coming. There's a Messiah coming. There's a Messiah coming. This is God's word. They're speaking God's word. They're speaking the truth. There's a Messiah coming. And the unbelievers said, he ain't here. Must be a lie. He ain't here. Must be a lie. He ain't here. Must be a lie. There's a Messiah coming. There's a Messiah coming. The government's going to be on his shoulders. I mean, Isaiah talks about him all the way through. I mean, all these books do. Psalms talks about it. There's a Messiah coming. He ain't here. Must be a lie. He ain't here. Must be a lie. And when Jesus came on the scene, I'm the truth. I fulfill everything that they said. Everything that they said, that a Messiah's coming. A Messiah's coming. He said, I am the truth. I am the fulfillment of every word that's been spoken in the book. I am the fulfillment of the truth of God's word. I am the truth. Amen. He is the proven that God's word is true. He proves it to be so, amen. I am the way, the truth, and the life. He says, Proverbs 1:23, it says, turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. I'll reveal the truth. What did he say? When the spirit of truth is come, what did he say? Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth has come, he will guide you into all truth. He'll show you all about truth. Amen. That's what one of the gifts of the Holy Ghost is, discerning the spirits. Amen. I read the scripture a while ago in 1 John 4. Try the spirits. How you do it? Not with your own self, but by God, by his spirit, by his standards. Amen. He'll guide you into all truth. He says, I'll make known my words unto you. Amen. 1 Timothy 2:4, it says, who will have all men to be saved. Now listen to this. Who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Just because you're saved don't make you mean free. Amen. Galatians 4:4 addresses that a little bit. Said, you know, a child, as long as it's a child, differeth nothing more than a servant, though he be Lord of all. You might be saved, but if you don't have an experience with the truth, you never pressed on into the truth and get an experience of knowing who Jesus is. You know, it's kind of like this. I could call Sharon, I keep picking on you tonight, Sister Sharon. I could call you up tomorrow on the phone and say, hello, how you doing? You'd say, I'm doing just fine. In the back of her mind, she said, who is this? And I just go on talking to her a little bit. How's David doing? That's your husband's name. How's David doing? Need to hold him up in prayer. Amen. And how's he doing? And you don't keep talking, and in the back of her mind, she's going to say, who in the world is this? Amen? I could call Sister Von Seal up on the phone. I'd say, what's going on? She'd say, eternity? Where are you going to spend it? No, she probably won't say that. I used to do that guys all the time at work. They come to me and they say, hey man, what's going on? I said, eternity, where are you going to spend it? What's up? Heaven? You want to know what's down? Because she's not been around my voice and heard me on the phone, Sister Von Seal has many times. Amen? And the more we're around the Lord and hearing His voice, after a while, we don't have to say, Lord, is that you or not? We get to know His voice. He said, my sheep hear my voice. They know my voice. Huh? John 10. Amen? You'll know the voice of truth, won't you? Huh? And a voice of a lie. Oh, there's a lot of voices of lies out there, aren't they? And we've all been tricked by some of them. It says, John 8:32, and ye shall hear the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Is that what it says? You know, that is one of the most misquoted scriptures in the Bible. I've told you this beforehand. They say, I've even gone in churches now. Churches, this is back before they had all these funny books out here, you know. And they had it on a big banner. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. I said, man, they don't even read their Bible. You know, they got it up there wrong. It's a big difference being set free and made free, isn't it? A lot of difference being set free and made free. Ephesians 1:16, it says, Paul said, he ceases not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. We need a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ, the truth, the word. Amen. He said, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. In other words, your spiritual eyes to be enlightened, or a light to come on. You know, it's kind of like when you're trying to explain something to somebody and they're like this. You ever seen them? And they're puzzled looking and you're trying to explain it. And all of a sudden, it's like a light comes on. Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about now. How many has ever seen that? That's what he's talking about. That I mean, many times I may have preached on a scripture many times and get that book down again and you be reading it, and boy, you see another nugget. And boy, you know what I'm talking about? Woo, look here. It's another one. Wow. This thing's growing. That you may know, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know, come into the knowing part. What is the hope of His calling? What is the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints? What God has given us? That's what makes us free. It's the power of knowing. Go back to what it means. It means to be resolved. You're not in question. You're not like a ship tossed to and fro. Amen. Cared about by every wind of doctrine. We don't know who we are. Amen. It says, verse 19, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward which who believe, according to His working of His mighty power. Not our abilities, not our inabilities, but His abilities, His power. Amen. What is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, who have a knowing experience with Him? Verse 20, he says, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in heavenly places. It's already been finished. Verse 21, for far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under His feet and gave Him to be head over all things to the church. Amen. Jesus is the head and we are the body. Verse 23, which is His body, the fullness of Him that filleth all in all. He is the head, we're the body. He said He's put all things where? Under the church's feet. And when you have an experience that the things that would try to come out like a kudzu vine and wrap you up and bind you down, you realize, wait a minute, I've been made free. Hallelujah. Because I know the truth. I've had an experience with the truth. I don't have to get bound down no more. It's under my feet. Wait a minute.
wait just a minute here.
Amen. Are y'all with me? I'm almost finished. I'm going to be very nice to y'all tonight. Y'all be just at the door and say, Brother Whitfield, you did an outstanding job tonight. First Peter 1 and 13, listen. He said, wherefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the what? Revelation, the revealing of Jesus Christ, the revealing of the truth. Amen. Boy, isn't it amazing when you find out the truth? I mean, look, before I got saved, I wondered why everybody wanted to go to church all the time. What in the world? Everybody want to go to church all the time. Now I know. Amen. I'd rather be here than anywhere else. Amen. Except heaven now. I ain't going to take y'all over heaven now. But y'all understand what I'm talking about. It's amazing, isn't it? It's amazing. It's kind of like, our parents, and we don't think how coming up and say, boy, they just don't know. They just don't know it. And then when we grow up, we realize how smart they was. Amen. But when you know the truth, that's what makes you free. Just not the truth is not what makes you free. It's knowing the truth. Because when you know the truth, there is nobody. Isn't that a wonderful feeling? Just think about that. When you know the truth, ain't nobody can deceive you, man. Ain't nobody. I've thought about, I remember one time a guy was, and I started laughing after a little bit. I was talking to him and he's talking about, he goes, this denomination don't believe in the gifts of the Holy Ghost being operation. And he said, man, that ain't for today. And I said, yeah, it is, man. No, it ain't either. No, it ain't. And I was sitting there trying to convince him with scripture. And I went to laughing. I said, man, I'm standing here debating with you and arguing with you over this on something that I have experienced. I spake in other tongues. I've given out message. I've interpreted message. Man, I've had an experience with this. You can't tell me it's not real. Man, come on. I know the truth. You can't come with any kind of lie. You can dress it any way you want to. I know the truth. So you can't deceive me. Isn't it amazing? See, when you've had an experience. Now, if I'd never had an experience with the Holy Ghost, I'd never spake in tongues. I'd never given out a message. I'd never worked one of the nine gifts of the Holy Ghost. He could come to me and probably overpower and sway me enough to get me thinking, well, maybe it is not for today. I've seen other people do it, but they could be putting on. I've never done it. Because you never had an experience. You never known it. But when you know it. How many of those want to talk about? But when you know it. When you know it. That's what makes a difference. When you know it. Come on, stand with us.